Hello and welcome back to An Abundance of Not. It is November the 11th, this year's Veterans Day. We do bid a big thank you to our veterans out there. Garrett here, joined with Brad and Wade, as per usual.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing, guys?
Good, good.
Good.
I am in between a 13-day work week. Yay.
13. Nice. Plenty of overtime, I hope.
If it was for the same company, conjoined.
Sadly, no.
But it's not.
More
heads
11.
Up to our listeners. We're trying out a new format this week. If you did not notice when your podcast app downloaded the podcast, there is an explicit tag set. That does not mean the podcast itself will be explicit, but it might be. So if there are young ears around, you may want to send them away.
Or grab a pair of headphones.
Yeah, put your earbuds in, because that's what you're listening to anyway.
Put your earbuds in, turn it down a little bit so they can't hear the leak around your ears, and play on.
Speaking of earbuds, I know I've talked about this in the past, but I watched that Distortion of Sound video again with major musicians like Linkin Park, Slash from Guns N' Roses, Snoop Dogg, Hans Zimmer, to name a few. Regarding the compression factor of audio and how much you lose and how crappy earbuds really are. So yeah, I do love that move, that documentary show.
I was a floor away from one of those groups just recently.
Yeah, you were. So Wade, since you hinted at, I mean, you didn't even hint at it.
Yeah.
You deliberately said you're working 13 days straight. Why don't you tell us more about that?
Yep. So as previously stated at last week's podcast, I was working at BlizzCon.
Yay!
Yep. I am now sitting here in my nice, warm, fuzzy, zergling slippers, keeping my feet warm.
You should tweet a picture of those.
Maybe. Yeah. And Pepe. But whatever. Pepe. It was an experience. I mean, I think a lot of people should do it. The systems were kind of, well, how do I say? I guess we have the explicit tag. It was a shit show, pretty much.
And there we just earned it.
Yep. There we go.
The systems seemed to go down. Well, there was a major crash on the first day. Wonderful.
Yeah, tell us about that again.
What's that?
The interaction with the crash and may or may not pissing off a Blizzard employee.
Oh, yeah. I kept referring to the Air 37 if anyone was wanting to play Diablo when it first launched and you couldn't connect to servers.
Diablo 3.
Diablo 3, sorry. This is referred to as Air 37. Well, I think I probably said that a bit too many times and one guy kind of said, all right, that joke's getting old, in which I kind of went, well, you know, if the stuff worked, we wouldn't be making the joke.
It's only old because it's true. So
so we know who will not be working BlizzCon next year.
Well, luckily, it's not Blizzard who hires the people to work. It's a third-party agency. Which, in fact, there were three third-party agencies working BlizzCon. So is that like a sixth-party agency?
No, it's still third party. It's just one of the three third parties.
I'm just having fun.
It nice was little math funny joke, though. It was a good attempt.
Jeez. Laugh.
Are you giving me shit?
Uptight asshole.
We went there. We're going there. Embrace it.
So
embrace
so
the love.
You did the end run around on Blizzard ticketing instead of going and paying them. You got them to pay you to go.
Pretty much.
Now, the flip side of that, though, it doesn't mean he got to experience all that there was to experience.
Well, sure.
But the question is, if you couldn't get tickets again, would you opt to do what you did?
Most likely. I mean, it was a nice, you know, extra cash. And I'm in, you know, a place where, you know, that I do know most of the stuff there. In fact, probably the greatest moment was a young couple was coming up and she was in cosplay, the costume in How does this to look like a character,
which is what cosplay is.
For people who don't know,
hey, if you didn't know what cosplay is, go back under your rock.
Yeah, I guess.
Thanks,
Bob. Google so is your friend.
She was cosplaying as Lady Ashara, a night elf major lore character, and kind of beckoned her over and said, you know, Queen Ashara, come on over. And she's like, she was happy that I noticed. Only thing was that made this the greatest was the gentleman who was being rung up next to them turns and just goes, oh my God, you're silver. Just straight out of the blue, which we found hilarious. Three
just
of us.
King of random or what?
Just blare it out random.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
We was found she it in funny. Silver paint or something?
No, she. She was body painted bluish, silverish.
Ah.
I just watched a thing from Mythbusters about that, how that's really not awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's.
Yeah, you don't want to stay in costume for too long.
Or if metallic, your costume metallic paint. Body paints are not good for the skin and
yeah.
ventilation and heat, etc.
So I mean, between system crashes where we were hiding underneath the tables hoping they wouldn't kill us. No,
the machines are alive.
Well, no, we're talking about the other attendees.
So I can imagine, though, if you've paid to be there, being kind of pissed off when things don't work.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like a trade show where you were invited and, you know, there's free cookies and it's just kind of, oh, okay, it doesn't really work. But when you've paid to be there, there's a certain expectation that things work.
It gets better.
Do go on.
I heard from credible sources that if you're familiar with BlizzCon, they offer the $40 online pass.
Yep.
Ticket, whatever. Well, I heard that over the course of BlizzCon, their website crashed. And so people who were paying $40 for the online live streaming weren't getting the content that they were paying for.
In which I believe that certain error joke went around quite a bit as well.
A little more applicable once again.
One job. You had one fucking job.
That's right.
And it's, I mean, this is the whole thing why people, I mean, make fun of this with Blizzard is that, you know, this happens so routinely now. You know, mm-hmm. We weren't with Blizzard, but we were pretty much, you know, no one really knows unless we tell them we're not technically with Blizzard. For anyone's know-how, I could have said, yeah, I'm with Blizzard. And they would have completely bought it. And I wouldn't even have to say it. I would have to tell them that no, we're a third-party agency.
You should have just said, yeah, I'm here. What you say is, I'm here on behalf of Blizzard. Mm. And you let her
know. And, you know, so between you know, all the stuff that happens, yeah, I mean, it makes Blizzard look bad.
Yeah.
Because everyone, puts it together with Blizzard, conjoins it.
Well. They've got a lot of experience at making themselves look bad. So,
speaking of making things look bad, didn't you have a pretty atrocious experience with some Microsoft?
My camera's turned off. Oh, yes. Yes, I did. So for my weekend, first of all, I took my wife out. We went out on a date.
That's not the atrocious thing I'm leading into, by the way. That's a separate thing. This is a fine thing, I'm sure.
This is building up, people.
It's building up. Here's how my weekend went.
This is setting up the timeline. That's all this is.
That's right. So we had a lovely evening. And then we found out GameStop was having a sale on Xbox Ones.
Ooh.
So the kids have been saving up. They've been wanting an Xbox One. So we counted their savings and we decided we would pitch in the difference because they hadn't saved enough. But they had saved a significant portion of it. It was over half the cost.
Good.
Absolutely. So we bought an Xbox One. Now, my kids are big Halo fans, so we got the Master Chief Collection and Halo 5 Guardians. And we took it home expecting to have a wonderful evening of gameplay.
That word, expecting. We'll come back to it.
Expecting. Holy shit, were we wrong.
Underline, italicize, focus on that.
If I remember the last Halo game that was launched, it didn't do too well.
Well, so the problem is, and it's the same thing we've discussed before, where game studios, now in the age of the internet, have no incentive to actually make the damn thing work before they ship it. So we get the Xbox One home, we plug it in, we set it up, and we put Halo 5 in, and the first thing it needs to do is update. Now,
yep.
I've done updates before. We did updates on the 360. You know, they're 60, 70 meg, maybe 150 meg. Takes 10 minutes. You go grab a drink. You come back.
Make a sandwich.
You're ready to go.
We're good.
Yeah. No, it's 9 fucking gigabytes.
You heard it, folks.
The patch.
Gigabytes.
9 gigabytes for the patch.
Yeah, it's now, almost like the CD was a key code and you had to download the whole damn game.
Right? Right? Well, it gets better.
Oh.
It gets better. So we do not have the best of internet connections where we live now. It
Comcast.
Is a
sorry.
It's a AT&T.
Oh.
I keep forgetting that. It's telephone, it's over the telephone line, so it's not the greatest. I mean, it does what we need most of the time, but when you're needing some serious bandwidth, you know, it can take a while. So I had to disappoint the kids. They did not get to play it the night we bought it. The patch needed to download overnight. So the next morning they fire it up, find out it doesn't have local cooperative play. There's no split screen mode in it. They can only play it one at a time. That was me doing poor research. I will completely own that, but it's still disappointing seeing as every other Halo game has local multiplayer.
Oh, and it's great when you're doing a squad.
Right? But you can only do it online.
Yeah, when you have 3 other people in the squad, you can't do cooperative offline multiplayer. Congratulations.
Yep. So, we decided, okay, you know what? We do know which games do have local cooperative multiplayer. They're in the Master Chief Collection. Let's fire that one up, because Master Chief Collection is the remade versions of Halo 1, 2, 3, and 4 for the Xbox One. Halo 1 was for the original Xbox. Sorry, 1 and 2 were for the original Xbox. 3 and 4 were for the 360. So they updated them, remade them for the Xbox One, and called it the Master Chief Collection. So we plugged that in. We'll get in a little bit of, you know, Halo 3 action. Well, it has an update.
Wait
19 gigabytes.
And it's not game specific, right? It's 19. You have to download all 19 games. You can't say, well, I want to play Halo 3, so download the 3 gigs for that one.
Correct.
You got to download the whole goddamn.
It's a patch for the entire freaking disc.
Stupid fucking internet.
You know when Microsoft said, oh no, you don't have to be online? Gotcha, bitch.
Your Xbox One does not have to be online for it to work. However, you won't be able to play anything that we make because it's got to be online to work.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So, 2 days later.
A couple of unhappy kids.
After you've developed a self-cooling system for it.
A couple of unhappy kids, a couple of days later, and a few stiff drinks for dad later. The Xbox One is up and running. I am happy to say it runs pretty solidly. The graphics are good. I don't know that they're worth the headache, but the headache is done now. It is working.
I know people that have bought terabyte external drives to plug into their Xbox because of this exact reason.
Well, and that was the other thing. We got the 500 gig version because we have 2 Xbox 360s. They're both 320 gigabyte. I've got, good God, 20 games installed, 25 games installed, and it's, you know, half full. I thought, 500 gig, that's more than we have now. Not a problem. Those 2 games are a third of the drive.
Not quite a third of the drive. 500 gigs, the 2 games are oh, well, the patches were just a mere
20. Yeah, the patches were gigs. Just on top of, yeah.
Plus the 33%
of the drive is full.
To be fair, it's more like 5 games and not 2 games, but...
I was thinking about getting an Xbox One for Halo. No, I'm good.
I will give you that. It is 5 games and not 2, but still.
Still bullshit.
So, it is still bullshit. Would I recommend it? If you have a decent internet connection and you're a fan of Microsoft exclusive content, and that was the big thing for us. Like, I was wavering between Xbox One and PlayStation 4, and, you know, if you stand back and look at spec for spec, come on, the two are pretty well neck and neck.
And I've known people with PS4, and they have the exact same issue with the whole patch situation either. So you're not avoiding that going to one from the other.
Exactly. So the only thing that pushed it to the one for me was I'm a Halo player, you know? Pretty much everything else you can get on either system, but Halo is Xbox only, so... That kind of made it for us. But, yeah, if you've got a decent internet connection and money for a bigger hard drive, I suppose it's not that bad.
Sure.
I would say, stupid console, but then remember the what was it, Batman Arkham Knight?
Was unplayable on PC.
Was unplayable.
Then on was, PC, yeah.
Was recalled, then released, is still unplayable.
Yeah. It's a whole mindset on the
yes.
I think it's more producers than it is developers, because the producers or publishers rather the ones that want to get it out in the market. That don't worry about it, we'll fix it later mentality.
Well, and I think there needs to be a balance, right? Because if you leave it in the hands of the developers, it's their baby. They want to get it right. And if you leave it in their hands, you run into the situation...
never getting it released. Oh,
what studio was it? There was a game that did that. Was it a Duke Nukem game or was it a Doom game? I don't know.
I think it was a Duke Nukem Forever. That's what you're referring
to.
Yeah,
it was like 10 or 12 years. That was just need to fix another couple bugs. Oh, no, just another couple bugs. And the company ended up going bankrupt around them. While they fixed another few bugs.
I think that might be NetherRealms.
Either way, Duke Nukem series. Yeah.
So, you know, if you leave it completely in the developer's hands, it's never good enough.
Yes.
But apparently we've swung too far the other way, where it's too schedule-driven now. And that's partially our fault, as the community wanting it, you know, wants it now. But... You know, we have seemed to have gotten out into the mindset of ship it, we'll fix it later.
Well, I don't know. And there's always a point where I think we are announcing games too early.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm kind of going back to Blizzard here with Overwatch. I mean, they announced it a year ago at last year's BlizzCon. They had playable demo. It just went into beta last week or the week before. And they're saying expect release in June 2016.
Yeah.
I mean, really? I mean, and I'm also got a game. I can't talk about it, but I enlisted for the beta like 2 years ago. And I started playing the beta last month.
So I think we've created our own monster needing to have the next big thing. Because I completely agree with you on that one, Wade. It's bad when at the games conferences we're seeing renders because the game isn't even complete enough to show gameplay.
Are you kidding?
Why are you showing us?
Yeah.
There's one time... Blizzard was like, hey, we're going to announce something at another games convention. We're announcing an announcement. What is this?
It's called hype building. It's called marketing, and people are interested. It's crappy. Doesn't do anybody any good aside from build discussion around that game and that company. But like you said, when they take so long to finally release the product out there, then people get annoyed with the topic altogether and they move on to something else.
Sure.
I mean, what's Overwatch is going to be in beta for like, what, 6 months?
Okay, we're beating this stuff to a horse right now. Can we move on a little bit?
It needs to be.
Beat it. Beat us more.
Would you like a moment?
I'm good. Thanks.
Okay. Please mute your mic.
So a little bit of my weekend, and then we'll get into a very heated discussion that's floating around the airwaves here. but see, these guys know what's coming up. You, the viewers, don't. Secret, secret, surprise,
yeah,
surprise.
Get the green screen for 1995.
Oh, come on. Roll on.
So
what was your weekend? Okay, good. Moving on.
You did things. All right.
The weekend. What did I do this weekend? The kid had a Girl Scout booth sale, which sucked. I bought a coffee, not a coffee table, a behind the couch table at a consignment store that then needed some mild repairs, but it was a good price. And Saturday you worked. You have no idea what happened because you worked the whole time.
Yep. Wasn't there a Taekwondo thing?
No, that's this coming weekend.
Okay.
There was a tournament last weekend, but it was like a two-hour drive one way, so we opted out.
No thanks.
I'm not driving that far for a fucking tournament. Okay, so weekend was mediocre, and moving on. Great. What the hell has happened to the world to where a cup causes, like, global catastrophe?
Actually, this is the first time hearing this. What's up?
So Starbucks and their divine wisdom, I say divine, that'll get backlash, decided that this season their holiday cup was just going to be red and have no sort of religious or holiday specific connotation. And people are flipping shit about this.
Yes. The religious people are getting pissed off that it's not religious. Dear God.
I mean...
So here's an interesting history of the holiday season cups
of old.
Okay, ye old Starbucks cups. They've never been Christmas related.
They've just been seasonal.
They've been snowmans. Snowmans. Wow. Snowmen.
This is what happens when you give an Australian a microphone, folks. They've
been winter wonderlands.
We're following Starbucks' rule here. We need to be politically correct. There are snow people.
There are snow people. we can't. Snow women get very offended if you don't acknowledge their existence.
Yeah,
my apologies.
You can't leave out the snow transgender people either.
That's right.
That's right. We shouldn't. It's not right. Okay. So in the past, they featured snow people. Snow correct. Families of various persuasions.
Sure.
It's never been about Christmas.
Yeah. So what the fuck happened this year?
Okay. So what happened this year, my take on it, is one really sensitive guy that wanted to make a name for himself.
Rudolph?
Been drinking a little too much, okay? Stop picking on the guy. Oh, he shit. Way overhyped this. Got a bunch of people to right-wing, mega ultra-conservatives to jump on. Oh my goodness, they're taking Christ out of Christmas, which, by the way, started off as a pagan holiday.
Thank you.
Newsflash. Yep.
Thank you for saying that, because I was about to.
Yes.
You Christmas celebrators need to realize that Christ, the religious around Christ is a big scam anyway, and you're all full of shit.
It's fairly new.
It's most holidays.
Yes.
Why do you think Easter is called Easter and not Resurrection Day? I don't know, because it's around a pagan holiday about fertility and life? Maybe that's why there's eggs and rabbits for Easter.
Halloween. Yes. You know why people dressed up on Halloween? Which is to scare away evil spirits. Nothing to do with.
But Halloween's never been a Christian holiday.
It's still taken in.
That one
and
hasn't.
It's a national holiday. But it's a national, but not a Christian holiday.
Christmas is a co-opted Mesopotamian pagan holiday.
Yes.
So you know, and all this hype about Starbucks taking Christ out of Christmas and not recognizing that it's Christmas and it's all holidays, not Christmas. Go on their website. You can still order their Christmas blend. They haven't stopped doing anything.
Yeah.
Nothing changed this year.
People are just flipping their shit over a fucking cup that makes no difference. Like, here's really what bugs me about this. Your life is so good that your biggest gripe is that a cup is all red and doesn't have any sort of denominations to it. Really? That's your problem today? I want your life that is my complaint.
Welcome to what Gamergate has been fighting.
Like, this
okay, but if you have a real issue, I have no problem with it being raised, but at least know what you're talking about. Because it's made an issue where none existed. This wasn't even an issue.
Yeah, until someone decided they wanted to make it one. I agree.
Yes.
But, you know, the other stance of this is, Starbucks may not be founded by a Christian person, or if it is, has enough respect for humanity to realize that there's other holidays around this time period, and they're not going to force their views on it like Hobby Lobby did with their employees, or, you know, other companies that have kind of stood by their religious beliefs and not the people. So even if it was Christian based before, which it wasn't, maybe they're taking a higher road and respecting more people, loving thy neighbor. No, and everyone's trying to take Christ out of Christmas. No, say whatever the hell you want. If you are Christian and you're celebrating Christmas, say Merry fucking Christmas. If someone doesn't like it, that's their problem. It's not your problem to be mindful of that person if you want to express your religious beliefs. Great. More power to you. I myself am not Christian. I still may say Merry Christmas, or I may say Merry Fat Guy Gives Me Presents Day. That's my, you know, view on it.
It's my favorite holiday.
Merry Consumerism Day. I mean, that's really what it is anyway, right? So, whatever. But yeah, people need to shut up about this fucking cup and move on with their life, because it's a cup. You're going to throw it away when you're done with your damn coffee anyway. You're not putting it up on your mantle. Get over it.
Oh, just so great with my collection throughout the year. Yeah, screw you.
So, I would like to counter this guy's call to action with my own.
Punch him in the face?
No.
Oh, damn it.
Because we're going to take the higher fucking road.
Oh.
higher road? Damn.
We're so high, it's not even funny, dude.
God.
So his call to action is to go into Starbucks and tell them that your name is Merry Christmas. That way you force them to say Merry Christmas when they call your drink. You know what? If it bothers you that much, if it really bothers you that much, how about you not go to Starbucks? You take your $5 that you were going to spend there and you give it to, oh, I don't know, Habitat for Humanity or your local food bank or your
Toys
soup kitchen.
For Tots.
Do something useful with it.
Yeah. If you really need it, go buy a freaking white Sharpie.
Write your own damn Merry Christmas on your cup.
Draw some reindeer and some snow people on that thing and call it a day.
So this really kind of it sparked me, because Monday night I was at pool and one of the guys I interact with, he turned to me and he said, you know, could you stop swearing because it's against my religion? And he said this totally tongue in cheek. We were both joking. I said, well, it's not my fucking religion. So what's it to you? And it kind of got me on this same thought. If you celebrate Christmas for the sake of Christ, great, good on you. It shouldn't matter what the person to your left believes or to the right believes, because it's not their belief, it's your belief. Act according. Don't expect someone else to add or take away value from your belief. If that happens, you must not be that strong in your belief system. So by Starbucks not saying Merry Christmas, even though they may never have said it before, if that somehow devalues your individual belief in the holiday or makes it feel less important because the next person doesn't feel that way, that's your individual problem.
You need therapy.
Maybe you're a closet atheist and join the dark side. I mean, hey, there's plenty of room over here.
We do not follow those views.
Wow. I might.
The views expressed here do not necessarily reflect... Anyway.
Atheism, no, the views expressed here solely reflect the views of the parent company.
Anywho, Starbucks is getting yelled at for being politically correct.
Starbucks is being yelled at for doing something they never did anyway. Or not doing something they never did.
Still.
Starbucks is being yelled at just because he felt like he could.
Yeah.
Speaking of yelling at a company...
Ooh,
here's a company we love to yell at. Do you guys know the name Comcast?
Are we just going into news, not even doing movies? Is that what's going on?
Oh, well, we'll talk about
Comcast, then we'll jump back to movies. It's fine. I was more of a rant piece than it was a news piece, but I do see the correlation. It's fine. Let's continue.
Well, that was a 30-freaking-minute rant.
Pretty it was much. More of a 10-minute rant with a... Or 15-minute rant with a 15-minute intro.
The lead sure. in. So, yes, I took off with it and I ran with it. Nobody cares about the bloody movies anyway.
Hey, actually, this week, you're right. Nobody cares.
Gem and the Holograms had to be removed from theaters. It was that bad.
Is that true? That was so bad. Yeah, 2 weeks, they kicked it out.
Screens and they removed it.
And the other big news piece was Spectre is out. Speaking of, check out YouTube. Spectre now holds the Guinness World Book of Records for largest explosion on film.
Nice.
Anyway.
Style.
And if you're more curious, check out Cinema Sins for everything wrong with Spectre in less than, I don't know, 20 minutes or whatever it is.
Oh, he's funny.
They keep getting longer.
Funny.
Those guys are great. Anyway, Comcast. What do we hate about Comcast today?
Cinema Sins keep getting longer?
Something like that, yeah.
Anywho, Comcast.
Comcast, fine. Comcast.
I don't know what just happened, but we're moving
you
on.
You are Comcast. Go, goddamn.
I am Comcastic. Whoa. We've talked before about the bandwidth caps that Comcast is beginning to impose in certain markets.
Sure.
And how they are a network management feature.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah. And we've talked about before how much of a load of bullshit that is.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
So, a leaked document from Comcast VP of Internet Services.
I love how you almost said compound there.
I think it was said Compaq, the laptop company that doesn't exist anymore.
I was going to be like, yeah, Compaq. No wonder their customer service is so horrible.
So, slave management. Coming from the Comcast compound, a leaked document for their customer call centers clearly says that you are not to say that the data cap is for network management, because it's not. In as many words.
Hmm. Let me show you my surprised face.
Do say that it's about fairness and providing a more flexible policy to our customers.
You say hello and I say goodbye.
So by more flexible, they mean more profit. Hmm.
By more flexible, they mean you can't do as much stuff as you used to. And if you try to, we will charge you extra. But see, it's more flexible that way.
Yeah. It's not that the system can't handle it, because it can. We just want to bill you for it. Thanks for playing. Go ahead and try that other internet provider. Oh, wait, there isn't one in your area.
Oh, thanks. We're the only ones you can use. So,
fuck you, Comcast.
To break this down in a explain like I'm five kind of way. What they're doing is limiting the wrong portion of your internet usage. Okay?
Okay.
If you think of the internet as a water pipe,
That's a pretty big pipe.
Well, is this size
water of
the
coming
pipe.
Into the house, or is this the shit coming out of it?
In terms of contrast, no. It's the shit going into your house.
Damn it, going wrong in. Pipe.
Your pipes are flowing the wrong way. The diameter of the pipe is your bandwidth.
Would that also be known as the girth of the pipe?
Yes.
Okay.
Some are bigger than others, okay? Now, if you have a 6 megabit connection, you have a little pipe. If you have a 50 megabit connection, you have a big pipe. That's the part of the connection that causes network traffic issues. How much water you can suck through your pipe, regardless of what size it is.
Hey, what you did there, I saw it, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You like that, don't
Just
you?
Making sure you knew that I yeah, saw
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah. I knew you'd like it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. You knew I'd like it. Are we still talking about Comcast, or did we just cross over into softcore porn?
Softcore?
I'm still talking about Comcast. I don't know where you went.
Softcore porn, apparently.
Apparently.
Which is one of the features they're charging you for.
You mentioned if we did this podcast drinking.
Oh, God. It would be terrible, damn. And nobody would listen.
It might be awesome.
So they're limiting the wrong portion. It doesn't matter how much data you consume. What affects the network is how fast you consume it, and they're already limiting that. So the whole
both?
Data cap thing is a load of bullshit. It's literally nothing but money making.
Okay, so right now they're limiting the size of your pipe based on
Correct.
The plan that you buy. And now yep. they're putting a cap at how much water can be sucked through your pipe because they yep. don't want you to be happy.
Correct.
Okay, just making sure I got the gist.
Oh, no, you got it.
Okay, good.
They don't want you to enjoy it.
That's right. Okay.
There's no way any of us could follow that up. I'm sorry. It's just like, we're done. That's night.
Ooh, wow.
Wade, on to you.
How about we do this?
Oh, God.
In movies this week, we have three to talk about. The first one is Love the Coopers. It is rated PG-13 with no critic rating at this time, starring the likes of Olivia Wilde and Amanda Seyfried. This movie follows the Cooper clan of four generations of extended family who come together for their annual Christmas Eve celebration. As the evening unfolds, a series of unexpected visitors and unlikely events turn the night upside down, leading them all towards a surprising rediscovery of family. Okay, great. Number two this week, The 33 at 42%, also rated PG-13, with Antonio
Shouldn't it be
Banderas.
At 33%?
What?
Shouldn't it be at 33%?
Actually, it's now down to 39%, but thanks
for It's getting close.
It's getting there.
Yep.
This is the true story about the 2010 collapse of the Chilean mine and the rescue of the 33 miners who were trapped underground for 69 days. Again, Antonio Banderas in that one. And number three, My All-American, rated PG at no critic rating at this time, with the likes of Aaron Eckhart, Finn Wittrock, and Sarah Bulger. The true story of one legendary UT Austin football coach, Daryl Rail's most beloved players, Freddie Steinmark, an underdog who leads his team to a championship season, but soon after must face the biggest challenge of his life. And in the box office this week, we have Spectre at $70.4 million. The Peanuts movie pulls in $44.2 million, The Martian at $9.1 million, and Goosebumps holding on at $6.8 million.
And at the very bottom...
Holy crap, The Martian's still in there.
It is.
At the very bottom, Gem and the Holograms.
Yes, because apparently it's a load of crap. And now...
That is now playing on zero screens.
Correct. Back to your previously scheduled news.
Anywho, yeah, BlizzCon. So a lot of stuff came out of that expo last weekend.
How much of it can you talk about, sir?
Well, it's all pressed, what's it called? It's all released, so it doesn't...
He didn't sign an NDA on it, so yep. I mean...
You know. Perfect. Let's go.
So we did get a... we did see the trailer for the Warcraft movie, much like Avatar. It is a conjoining of real life and then CG orientated or CG created special effects for, you know, the non-human races.
Okay.
From what our speculation was this was just when the orcs came through the dark portal.
Early lore.
Yes.
Okay, great.
I think this was the first war. I may be wrong. God, I need a preference that I may be wrong because people will jump on me for that. Following, we got a trailer for the next expansion for World of Warcraft, Legion, which I believe is the 6th now.
We don't know. We don't play it.
PC. Wow. BC.
Let's just go with it's probably roughly the 6th.
It's somewhere near that ballpark.
So my question is, if I were to go buy World of Warcraft right now, how much would it cost me to be current?
I have no idea.
Okay.
A lot of money.
Yeah. And I'm not even asking about gameplay monthly. I'm just looking at the expansions and shit.
I'm pretty sure there's a box set somewhere.
Money Pit. That's what that game should be called. World of Money Pit.
Battle. Just a Blizzard battle chest of like World of Warcraft stuff everywhere. I almost said StarCraft. Wow.
You almost did.
Then we got, what else did we see?
Overwatch.
Overwatch. There was some Overwatch there. There wasn't really much of a trailer.
StarCraft?
StarCraft with the release of Legacy of the Void, which I've been playing quite a bit since its release on the 10th. Yeah. Pretty much that's it. I mean, I was really wanting to see Linkin Park. Unfortunately, I was working at that time, so I was a floor below them. So, yeah. I was kind of interested in what they were going to do for the professions in WoW, because they were completely and utterly gutted and horrible in World of Draenor.
So was any announcement made?
There was for Heroes of the Storm, another character by the name of Cho'Gall. He was, I can pretty much say they were a major character in WoW lore. And the arena mode, which will make you select a random hero. Oh, actually, it'll select for you. And then put you into basically an arena with different set challenges, which will also be randomized. And that can come anything to, you know, first thing to a team wipe, or, you know, first three rounds to kill this big monster thing. But the major aspect which came out of Cho'Gall was that two people play him at the same time. One person controls Cho'Gall's movements, as in where he is on the battlefield, and the other person controls the spells.
That's different.
Yes, which is a bit odd if someone disconnects. So if someone who's controlling Cho'Gall's position on the battlefield and that person disconnects, well, the person who's controlling the spells is pretty much along for the ride. And probably by the reverse, if the person who controls the spells
run away.
It's pretty much they're only doing white damage. And not really casting anything. So I think Blizzard really need to do it. But the AI does take over, so we'll probably just do spells. But the AI is really not all that good in that game. So expecting a release for Overwatch in June 2016. Same thing, well, hopefully the same year with the Warcraft movie, which I'll most likely go see. And
Cho'Gall
should be coming. I'm sorry, what?
I said, what? You're going to go see it?
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, I know. Breaking the mold. So, all in all, a pretty, what's the word? Eventful podcast? Podcast. Eventful convention. But I wish I was more on the floor rather than down below it. Because from what I saw through Snapchat, it was some pretty amazing sculpture work for the characters.
But hey, at least you got to go this year.
Yeah.
That's a
which is more than you can say for previous years.
Yep.
That is true. Let's see. What do we got here? Well, I got a couple things, but given time, I'm going to address one and see what we get. We've talked about the fantasy football sports betting websites because they were looking to open up to esports, or at least one of them was.
DraftKings was.
DraftKings. Well, the New York Attorney General has declared that they believe online fantasy sports betting does not comply with New York state gambling laws and therefore is illegal. They have sent cease and desist letters to both DraftKings and FanDuel to no longer accept bets from New York residents. Again, this is Eric Schneiderman, who is the Attorney General of New York. He claims that online fantasy football betting is neither a victimless or harmless crime or whatever. And I'm thinking, who's the victim here?
They signed up willingly. It wasn't like a gun to their head.
I don't really know what he's getting at. According to the article, DraftKings and FanDuel are the leaders in what is considered a massive multi-billion-dollar scheme intended to evade the law and fleece sports fans across the country. It's the same kind of social economic harm as other forms of illegal gambling and misleading New York consumers, according to the Attorney General, which is, I don't understand how it's misleading, but okay.
Let's be honest, fantasy football stuff.
That's kind of what I'm thinking is, he put a bunch of money in, he lost, and he said, you know what, I have the power to shut this down, and I'm going to.
Not fair.
Yeah. A lot of people calling out the hypocrisy of the NFL, saying that they've always stood by a very formal anti-gambling stance, yet they're highly affiliated with both FanDuel and DraftKings. But FanDuel and DraftKings claim that everything they're doing is in accordance with the law, and it hasn't been said on whether they're going to comply with this or not. FanDuel has created a petition on their website encouraging their customers to fight back. But New York isn't the only state to kind of impose this. Arizona, Iowa, Louisiana, Montana, Washington State, and Nevada, of all fucking places, Nevada, have all prohibited DraftKings and FanDuel's use in their states.
Now, I can see why Nevada's doing it.
And New Jersey is considering a regulation factor on fantasy betting.
I can see why Nevada's doing it.
Because no one's using their bets and they're trying to all go through FanDuel. Because
they're like, they're getting their gambling fix somewhere else. We got to stop this.
Yeah. Well, honestly, when that news broke, I was torn on that. And still kind of am. Like, if Nevada says it's unfair, it must be really bad.
They should know.
They're experienced in unfair. I'm torn whether it's that or, like you said, if it's a case of this is a competitor and they don't want any competition in the space.
I was just joking, but that could be a very serious thing.
No, very well could be a very serious thing. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry. You see the commercials where people are claiming to make millions of dollars at it. And Vegas and Nevada is definitely going to want to try to get as much of that as they can. So if they can stop someone else from doing it, they will.
Sure.
So
I don't know. I'm kind of torn on this one. I definitely see where gambling can be a problem, and obviously for some people it's a very big problem. And I don't mean to dismiss it at all. But I'm also torn between that and how much do you protect adults from themselves. You know? Yeah. If I want to drink, then it's on me to control how much I drink. If I want to gamble, then it's on me to control how much I gamble.
Exactly.
I'm kind of torn on this one. I don't understand where the issue is coming from this. And it could be that I'm just not understanding. There may be deeper issues that I'm not aware of. But it does seem slightly hypocritical for some states like Nevada, which is completely okay with some gambling, but apparently not others. New York has a state lottery.
Yeah. So how is that
not
different?
All gambling is bad.
No, they're
it's
not.
It's bad. Okay.
Yeah, they're not chastising all gambling, but they're saying fantasy sport betting is not a game of skill and knowledge. It's purely a game of chance and therefore does not comply with New York gambling regulations.
How is it not a freaking thing of knowledge? You got to know which of the people who are doing well. You got to be knowledgeable on the players of the sport that you are betting on. Otherwise, you're throwing money away.
Right. You do have to be knowledgeable, and there is some chance you don't know how that particular player is going to play that week. But if that's their standard, you explain to me how Powerball is a game of skill.
Exactly.
Yeah, you have to, know quantum physics to get that right.
Yeah.
How exactly are you skillfully choosing? You're picking random numbers. Maybe there's a system to you, but they're being drawn at random. There is no rhyme or reason. There is no skill.
We use the balls with the numbers with the more ink on them will obviously go in more because they have more weight because of the more ink. God, I don't know.
No, but that's a state-funded or state-run situation / mm-hmm. country-run. So, that can't be regulated. It's government. But, in California, the California gambling laws are essentially, it more or less has to be a card game. The card factor makes it a game of skill and
correct.
Not a dice game, which is a game of chance. Well, I enjoy craps when I go to Vegas.
Yep.
But that's a dice game. Now, mm-hmm. there's probabilities. You can bet on certain things that have a higher probability than don't. And you can play the long game based on certain odds. And there's knowledge there. But you have no control. I say that. There's people that can throw the dice very well. But theoretically, you have no control on how you
throw
the dice.
They get asked to
numbers.
Leave.
Yeah, they get asked to leave because they have a weighted dice. So what does California do? Well, you throw two dice, and then the dice with the higher number correlates to a deck of cards. And when if you roll a 5 and a 3, 5 red, 3 blue, they go to the red deck of cards, and they flip over two cards from the red deck. And on the face of the card, there's pictures of dice.
But it's a card game now.
But now it's a card game, and now it's apparently legal under California gaming laws.
Welcome to making things more complicated than they need to be.
Right? Stupid. Let me play craps the real way and get off my back.
Well, and I will say the other thing that may play into this, with the lottery system, supposedly at least, a portion of the profits go to usually the education system.
That's what they tell us.
That's what they tell us. Whereas FanDuel and DraftKings is purely a private company, and apart from the taxes on winnings, the government is getting nothing out of it.
So what stops DraftKings from moving to, I don't know, Jamaica or China and now no longer subjected to United States government because they're not a United States company and operate with whatever. Whoever goes there is up to them.
So there's two portions to that. First of all, there is nothing stopping them from relocating.
Exactly.
However, they have to comply with the jurisdiction of where the person accessing it is accessing.
That is true. We've talked about that. That's true.
Yes.
I forgot.
So even if they did move offshore, it would be legal, hypothetically, if they moved somewhere where it was legal. It would be legal for them to operate it. However, the fact that I'm accessing it from the United States, they would have to comply with the laws of the state I'm accessing from. So, no change.
No benefit.
So you hear here, folks. The servers of DraftKings must be in international waters. And you as well when sure. you're accessing them.
So if you're a fan of DraftKings or FanDuel and you want to participate and you're in a state where your state says you can't, go to the website. It's one or the other or both. The article definitely expresses that it is FanDuel who has a petition on their website to encourage their customers to fight back against the, this potential legislation. I would not be surprised if DraftKings does the same thing. So here's your chance. Stand up for what you want to do, and maybe it'll matter.
Well, that was the weakest call to action I've ever heard.
You like that? I personally yeah. couldn't give a shit because, I mean, I don't care about sports. But some people do. Some people make a living at it, and they may want to voice themselves.
There's only a certain circumstance where we watch sports.
If the Seahawks are playing.
Exactly.
So every Sunday?
No, they had a bye this week.
Oh, okay.
So there.
Almost every Sunday.
of the season.
And so sometimes yeah. a Wednesday. Or not a Wednesday. Thursday or Monday. Monday.
That's correct. All right. That does it for me. We are right at the 56-minute mark, so we should probably wrap this up. With that, we do
yes.
hope you guys enjoyed the maybe a little bit more off-the-cuff episode this week. Not that we're ever all that prepared previously, but we were less restricted.
Less prepared? Oh.
Easy. I think I was fairly well prepared this week, actually. So you can shut the fuck up.
Wow.
Wow. That's unkind.
Viewer discretion advised, although we should have said that at the beginning of the podcast, whatever.
We kind of did. It's fine. We do thank you guys for listening. We do, I've been talking on Twitter about trying to get your name into the raffle for $50. All you got to do is be a follower and retweet any of the posts about getting your name into the raffle. So if you want a chance for $50 gift card to Amazon, go ahead and do that. Do once again also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/abundance.not. Like us or follow us on Twitter @abundancenot, and we'll see you guys next week.
And I'll be working on a Twitch streaming system soon. Ooh. Well, I'm working on it tonight. I don't know when I will have it on.
You should develop a schedule. Sure.
Yeah. Well, I need to sure. put the Twitch alerts on. Yes, Brad?
You heard it here, folks. It's going to be soon.
We're doing soon. It. We're doing it live.
He's committed to it.
That's right. All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Keep on gaming.
That's a wrap.